Greetings and welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. This is a weekly podcast of Sunday homilies and theological reflections given by the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. Today's speaker is Father Xavier Lavaghetto, OP, pastor and director of the Catholic community. It is the second Sunday of Lent, and the readings are from Cycle C.
Being called by God, that would be a rush, wouldn't it? The Lord said to Abram, "Go from your country and your kindred to the land that I will show you. I will make you a great nation and bless you. In you, all the families of the earth shall be blessed." So Abraham left Haran on nothing more than a prayer and a promise. And that willingness to give up all makes Abraham truly great. No wonder the text adds, "Abram believed the Lord, and the Lord reckoned to him as righteousness, as justice." But time and delay raise a nagging question in Abraham. "Oh, Lord God, how am I to know that I shall possess it?" You know, trusting someone is not a one-time event. It's a daily decision. By now, Abraham wanted a little assurance. We all want assurance, don't we? And so God reassures Abraham in our first reading in a surprising way. Now, we could call this Bloody Sunday for the bloody mess of butchered animals. It was all about making a covenant, literally cutting a covenant. Both participants walked between the cut animals, this path, saying by their action, "May this be done to me if I break this covenant." I guess they were deadly serious. Given Abraham's struggles and Israel's repeated failures, you might wonder why in the world Abraham would make such a dangerous deal. But the story has this surprising element. Abraham does not walk that path. God alone, in the symbol of the smoking fire pot, goes through the midst. Not Abraham. God alone binds himself. God alone pledges his life. And the ultimate sign of it will be God in Jesus is willing to pay love's promise and price on a cross. Seems that God is more willing to pay than we are. Now that's love beyond all telling, isn't it? God called Abraham, he's calling you. He's saying, "Walk with me, walk with me." For what purpose? The first 11 chapters are an avalanche of rampant desire leading to violence. Our desires are born from others possessing. "I want what you have." Remember, the woman stole. Cain killed. Abraham's grandson would lie. And it goes on and on. What is God's surprising solution to the world's brokenness? The Lord said to Abraham, "Go from your country, your kindred, to the land I will show you. I will make you a great nation. I will bless you in all the families of the earth, and you shall be blessed." Isn't that a crazy solution on God's part? One man to make one people. And eventually, when the people themselves couldn't do it, God comes in person in Jesus Christ and does it himself. God calls still. He's calling you, every one of you, to be healing and blessing like Abraham. What does he ask of you? What he asks of Abraham. And Abram believed. No, he trusted. He entrusted his life to the Lord, and the Lord reckoned it him as justice. Not a belief, not a creed, but an act of trust. That's what God wants of us. Do you trust him? Do you entrust yourself to him? Will you let Jesus walk with you and you with him? Now, some people say, I'm not worthy. I've sinned. Well, so did Abraham. But he walked with God still, and God said about Abraham, Abraham, my friend. Wouldn't that be great for God to say that to you? Your name, my friend? The prophet Micah sums it up really simply. What does the Lord require of you? But to do justice, to love kindness, to walk humbly with your God. Now, last week we invited you all to commit to giving just one little 1% of your day to the Lord. You know, friends make time for friends, right? How about 1% of time? These bands are a reminder of that walk. School, work, practice, P-sets, teaching, whatever. Life is busy. It's often one distraction after another. And at day's end, we might wonder, who am I really? Who am I really beyond my work? 1% of the day of the Lord gives God the chance to speak to you, to give you the reassurance you need in your life, to let him whisper, you are my beloved in whom I delight. 14.4 minutes of quiet is a school for learning how to listen. To quiet and settle down and listen. But today, let me push it one step further. Share with someone else the insights of your prayer. I could scare Catholics crazy. Be braver yet, pray with somebody else. You know, we're good at reciting others' prayers, but too often lack the spontaneity of friends talking to friends. People who risk either sharing the insights of their prayer or praying together learn to pray more effectively. I have met some of the best prayer teachers of prayer at this campus. I think of names such as Matthew, Jesse, Dylan, Kathleen, Kelsey, and others. See, watching someone else pray, seeing the example of it, is a call to our own heart. Because if you can see it, you can do it. Consider making time for shared wonder. You ask, well, why should I do it? I'm not good enough. You never get to God by trying to be perfect. I don't know about you, but fat chance that I'm ever going to be perfect. Just forget that noise. Rather, you got to let Jesus transform you. I got to let Jesus transform me. He's the dynamism. As St. Paul says, I'm not ashamed of the gospel as the power of salvation for those who believe, i.e. those who trust. You know, the only dead end is not letting Jesus walk with you. Peter, James, and John were totally clueless. And so Jesus reassures them by showing his glory. Peter wanted to play it safe and stay on the mountain. Not much good for us. Father cleared up his act. This is my son, my chosen. Listen to him. Listen to him. Jesus is the transforming, transfiguring power. The task is to keep walking. Keep walking with God like Abraham, who entrusted his life to God's adventure, like Peter, James, and John, who entrusted their life to Jesus and kept walking with him, even though they often didn't know where he was going. Soren Kierkegaard wrote, it is well known that Christ consistently used the term follower, disciple. He never asked for admirers, worshipers, or adherents. No, he calls disciples. It is not an adherence of a teaching, but followers of a life that Christ is looking for. The admirer never makes any true sacrifices. He always plays it safe. No, the follower aspires with all his strength to become what he admires. You know, love's reward is glory. We saw it on the mountain. But growing in love is often painful. It begins by being an intentional follower of a way of life. That's what this little reminder is about, to remind you. Walk with Jesus. Walk with each other in prayer. God is calling each one of you. What does the Lord require of you? But to do justice, to love kindness, to walk humbly with your God.
This has been a presentation of Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. Director Gary Glover, with music by Albert Tomaso and Shane Clarkson. For more information, please visit our website at catholic.stanford.edu or visit our offices on the third floor of Old Union. Till next time, God bless you.